Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode of Useful Language is dedicated to my elementary students where I work in public language education, course 2010 and 2011, for their brilliant work this year. This episode shows you how you can describe your house, paying attention to two things. One, textual structure, introduction, body, and ending. And two, language range. This means using different language items like prepositional phrases, like on the left, on the right, prepositions, next to, opposite, verbs, there be and have, for example, there is a, there are some, there are two, and have, for example, it has. The verb to be, of course, it is, they are. Phrases like you can find, you can see, then also to and also, para también. The Saxon genitive and the possessive adjectives and pronouns. The colors, the numbers, vocabulary for houses and relationships, like family relationships or friends, and so on. Some students this year expanded their language range in this monologue by including language items that they had studied in previous learning moments, like saying what people living in their house do, occupations, like, for example, my son is a student, talking about their habits or routines, for example, this is Maria's room, Maria is my daughter, she usually studies here in the afternoon, to include frequency adverbs and time expressions, or mentioning their likes and dislikes, for example, Juan likes playing the guitar, or including expressions like I love it, or using connectors like so. Anyway, enjoy. Introduce your activity by saying, I'm going to speak about my house, or I'm going to tell you about my house, or I'm going to describe my house. Okay? So, I'm going to describe my house. And then you have to start with an introduction, with some general ideas. For example, I live in a flat with my partner and a friend from Canada. My flat is on the second floor. And then you have to describe your house. This is the body of your text, the body. You can use a spatial approach, space, a spatial approach. So you can start with when you go in, you can find, and then start describing the rooms. When you say you can find, and then you say the name of a room, then you can say, and in this room there is this, there is that. And then finally, you have to finish with a comment or an evaluation. For example, I love my house. Okay? So, now I'm going to describe my house as an example. I'm going to describe my house. I live in a flat with my partner and a friend from Canada. My flat is on the second floor. When you go in, you can find a hall. On the right, there is a kitchen. Opposite the entrance door, there is a sitting room. And on the left, there is a corridor to the bedrooms and the bathroom. The kitchen is small, but it's okay for us. In the kitchen, there is a window. Its curtains are yellow. There is a cooker. In Britain, they say cooker. You can also say stove. In the United States, they also use stove. So, there is a cooker and a washing machine. Opposite, there is a fridge and a sink. In the middle, there is a white table and two white chairs. Oh, there are some cupboards too, for pots and pans, dishes, and so on. Next to the kitchen, there is a sitting room and a dining room. On the left, you can see the dining room. There is a glass table and four black iron chairs. There is a piece of furniture with glasses and DVDs, and there are some pictures on the walls. On the right, you can find the sitting room. It has a burgundy sofa and two green armchairs. Opposite the sofa is the TV set. I go to sleep in front of the TV after lunch. There are some plants and there is a big window. This room has a lot of light. I love it. The first room is my office. There is no bed, or you can also say, there isn't a bed. So, there is no bed. It has three bookcases and a lot of books. There is a desk and there is a personal computer on the desk. There is a printer too. There is a CD player and a lot of music CDs. There are a lot of pictures, family photos and photos with friends. Next, on the left, you can find Pepito's office. Pepito is my partner. He is a teacher. He loves reading, so he has a lot of books. He loves playing the guitar too, the Spanish guitar. There is also a computer. The third room is our bedroom. There is a double bed, an inbuilt closet, a long mirror, and two bedside tables with small lamps. There are no pictures on the wall. It's very simple. Opposite this bedroom, there is a bathroom. It doesn't have a window. You can also say, it has no window. And the walls are brown. I don't like this, so I use orange towels. There is a toilet, a wash basin. In the United States, they say a sink, like in the kitchen. Okay? A bathtub, and a mirror. It's okay. At the end of this corridor, you can go upstairs. There is an attic. It's very big and it has a lot of light. There are two single beds for friends. There is a toilet too. There is a computer and a music equipment. There are a lot of books and music CDs. Finally, there is a cupboard for the vacuum cleaner. In Britain, they say vacuum cleaner, and in the United States, they say Hoover. There is a cupboard for the vacuum cleaner and for my painting equipment. I love painting. Finally, my neighbors are okay. They sometimes make a lot of noise, but they also help us. I love my house, but it isn't mine. I'm renting it. Okay, so listen to this episode and then stop and repeat. Okay, have a nice day.